This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Jefferson County Public Schools is suing the Trump administration. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the move is in response to federal funding being pooled over transgender policies.
The U.S. Department of Education had threatened to take away more than $50 million in K-12 funding at the school district. The Trump administration sent the district a warning letter in June saying officials had violated Title IX by allowing transgender students assigned male at birth to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, share overnight accommodations with female students, and participate in girls' sports. The district said that claim was based on a factual misunderstanding. They also said new federal guidelines and current Colorado laws are conflicting and asked the court to provide clarity for which directions the district must follow. The district said the lawsuit is part of protecting students' educational opportunities. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
In Aurora, the city council this week demanded the company that runs an ICE immigration detention center there cooperate with public health investigators into a case of tuberculosis in the facility. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
TB is a serious, infectious, but curable lung disease that can be fatal if untreated. A detainee tested positive for active TB more than a month ago, but Geo Group, which runs the facility, and ICE have refused access and information to public health authorities. Aurora's city council approved a statement calling on GEO and ICE to cooperate. Mayor Mike Kaufman says it isn't about immigration.
It's simply a public health question, and it should be addressed accordingly.
ICE says there are now no confirmed active cases there, but offered no proof. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Greg Lopez has qualified for the Colorado ballot as an unaffiliated candidate for governor this November. The former Republican will now make his third consecutive bid for governor. This is CPR News.